The 72nd U.S. Women's Open Championship is coming to New Jersey in mid-July. Here's an audio postcard from this week's Media Day at Trump National Bedminster, starting with Master of Ceremonies Matt Lachlan.
Thank you for joining us today and coming outside here on what, at least lately, passes as a beautiful day in New Jersey, here at the 16th tee at Bedminster's Old Course. As Diana Murphy mentioned during the press conference, we're very fortunate to have three very special guests joining us today. Three USGA champions who represent the very best in the game. First, I'd like to welcome our reigning U.S. Women's Open champion, who claimed last year's title in a three-hole playoff at Courtauld, from McKinney, Texas, Brittany Lang. Brittany?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely sunk in when I had the trophy at my house, just, you know, having dinner with friends and stuff. They always look at all the names, and just having your name on there the same as some of the people you've looked up to, it's amazing, and it should give you a lot of confidence for sure. Golf has changed immensely. Women's golf, from when I came out on the tour in 06 to 2017, it's unbelievable, the quality of golf. It's unreal. And these kids that are coming out of high school and college, they're all so strong and fit and prepared, and they're not scared and they're not nervous. Like, it's amazing to see where golf's going to go. The training has just risen, and it's just, it's so good.
Next, I'd like to welcome the 2007 U.S. Women's Open champion from Scottsdale, Arizona. Please welcome Christy Kerr.
It's classic U.S. Women's Open. It's long, it's tough. You know, the greens are tricky. The rough is really deep. The bunkers are deep, really deep. If you haven't seen that, I think it's the 17th hole now. Go take a look at those bunkers. You know, and the pressure in the stage, you know. So this is perfect venue for this tournament.
We are pleased to welcome the 2012 U.S. Women's Amateur Champion and the number one ranked player in the world in the Rolex Women's World Golf Rankings for 83 consecutive weeks from New Zealand, Lydia Ko.
No, it would definitely be a dream come true, and obviously, you know, being in contention and leading at one point, you know, in last year's U.S. Women's Open, and I think kind of I was able to learn from that, and hopefully I'll be able to feed off that, you know, going into the next U.S. Women's Opens that I play. But, you know, it was a huge experience, learning factor for me. And you know, it would definitely be, you know, a huge goal of mine to hopefully be able to, you know, hold that trophy once in my career.
Now my pleasure to introduce Eric Trump, Executive Vice President of the Trump Organization.
The standard of the course is second to none. I just flew in a couple minutes ago, and I flew over the course. There is nothing more immaculate. There is nothing more perfect. I mean, it's truly an unbelievable canvas out there, and that's what we expect, and we take perfection incredibly seriously, and we take this tournament incredibly seriously.
Before we leave Trump National on Media Day, I had a chance to catch up with last year's champion, Brittany Lang, on the putting green.
What's the feeling coming into this year's tournament as compared to last year? Now that you won it, you're the reigning champion. Any different feel for you?
Yeah, you know, I thought it would feel a lot different showing up here, but you know, I think I'm going to be super relaxed come the tournament. The U.S. Open is a tough test, so I think my mind will be occupied with, you know, the challenges that the USGA set for us. So I think I'll be prepared.
What do you think about as you step on this course? What memories of last year? I mean, obviously not this course, but it's this tournament.
Yeah, you know, there's something about the U.S. Women's Open when I tee it up and play. I feel very comfortable and just feel like it's such a special event. And I have great memories with my family being there, and they'll be here again this year. And I'm just a huge fan of this event. And like I said, my game's coming around, so I think it'll be a great week.
What about your game has changed since you won tournament last year?
Not a whole lot. I switched to PXG woods and wedges, which I think have helped my game a lot. The driver's better in the wind, and it's a little longer, and the wedges have a little bit more spin on it for me. So I think my equipment has helped me for sure, but everything else is very solid and very similar to last year.
When you see all these young gals out there, and actually their shots were pretty good that they had with you guys, you're all role models to them. How seriously do you take that?
I do a lot. I love seeing the little girls out here. It's so cute. And it's cute when they ask us questions. So I love when they ask questions. Yeah, I mean, I try to take it seriously. I try to act professionally and answer their questions because, you know, this is the future of women's golf right here, and you want to help them in any way you can.
Why should either young gals, young boys, or just someone like myself come to see this tournament here at Trump National?
Well, you'll first, you know, you'll see a great event run by the USGA. It's the best event we have. It's amazing. It's one of our, it's our biggest stage. And I think they'll be just blown away by how good these women golfers are. These girls are so good.
Will you know by day one if you have the goods this year?
Yeah, you can usually feel, you know, you can, I mean, you can't win it on the first day. You can lose it. Everybody says that, you know. So hopefully you just calm the nerves a little bit, hit some fairways and greens, and, you know, just don't shoot yourself out of it the first day. But you can kind of get the feel if you're firing on all cylinders and you're feeling it, you're calm and just working on what you need to work on. Yeah, you can definitely feel it.
Have a great tournament.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
The U.S. Women's Open Championship runs from July 13th through July 16th.